New Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says there is a workforce expansion effort by this administration. He says there are 6 million vacant jobs that can be filled through apprenticeships. He says 360,000 are in manufacturing and 200,000 are in construction. This White House effort is led by President Trump's daughter, Ivana Trump, as well as the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta. But what group benefits from this more so than any other? At the White House briefing, I got a chance to ask Secretary Acosta.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a certain region or group of people you're trying to focus in on with these apprenticeships, especially since, even as the president said, that the unemployment rate is doing well under his administration, there's still groups of people, be it region or be it by race, be it by gender, that still have issues when it comes to employment. Is there a focus on certain groups, certain regions, certain genders?
You are correct. So the unemployment rate, I believe, is 4.3%. The broader unemployment rate, that is the U6 rate, I believe, is now at 8.4%. And as we've had discussions with CEOs that are looking at these apprenticeship programs, one of the items of discussion is a way to work with communities that you typically don't see going into the STEM fields and other fields. And part of that discussion has been, how do you target those groups? How do you reach out? And it's interesting because apprenticeships help here, because apprenticeships bring students together in a cohort model with individuals who are currently working in their field. And so it allows the possibility of role modeling. An apprentice can have a role model that can provide support and can introduce them to the field. And so I actually think this is going to be a great thing for expanding opportunities, for example, to women in STEM.
So with that, and you're saying women in STEM, but they're still, you know, when you go down, boil down to race, the African-American and Hispanic unemployment numbers, particularly in STEM, is this administration looking to push also apprenticeships for those communities as well, for the private-private partnership?
We're looking, and again, we're looking to push apprenticeships across the board, all people, all industries. This is an opportunity for everyone.
Again, Secretary Acosta said this private-private partnership is good for expanding opportunities for women in STEM. April Ryan, AURN News.